The Dragon's Child by Jenny Nemo, read by Leanne Westbury. Flying. In a deep cave beside the sea, a mother dragon watched her child trying to fly. It was hopeless. He was going about it in quite the wrong way. He would patter across the floor of the cave, leap, fall, and skid on the wet sand. "No, no, child," sighed the mother dragon. "Lift your wings, not your feet." Her child had small, fragile wings, moth-like and silky. They were not ready to carry him aloft, and yet they had to. Time was running out. The dragon colony was moving on, and this time it was never coming back. Secretly, the dragon's mother held out little hope. Her child was too young to fly. He had been born very late in the season. But what else could she do? She had to encourage him to try. Perhaps a miracle would happen. The little dragon tried again. This time, he bumped into the cave wall and gave a squeal. His mother groaned, but he gazed up at her with such sad yellow eyes, she couldn't be angry with him. Anger would make flames leap from her wide nostrils, and the cave would glow with fierce colours. Giant shadows would loom on the steaming walls, and the little dragon would crawl into a corner and cry. He was afraid of fire and shadows, even his own, so his mother bent her neck until her nose was almost touching his, and she said, "Think flying, dear. Let your thoughts run into your wings."
"I've tried that," said the dragon's child, avoiding her.